whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 258. Today is Saturday, April 10, 2021, or if you're in Australia, it's Sunday. Sunday is fun day, as I like to say. I'm your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Hey, SFAM, how are you?
I am golden. Thanks for having me.
Hang on, Roboty, why are we already? Hang on, that's me. That's my audio being stupid.
The internet.
Yeah, just because. There we go. And there's Lita Koala. Look, there's Lita Koala. So, so thank you for joining me this week. I know it's been a little bit crazy with having had Easter off. How was your Easter? Chat room, how was your Easter? Did everyone, chocolate bunnies? Chocolate eggs, Easter bunny, come celebrate.
Mine was quiet and filled with food. Could not ask for more.
What's your typical Easter dinner, lunch, whatever it is that you have, Easter day? What's your typical thing?
We don't usually go for typical on Easter. Mm-hmm. Kind of like with Thanksgiving and Christmas, we'll pick one that's going to be traditional. And then we'll pick another one that isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we went for Chinese food.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. I think we just had a roast. So, yeah. Roast.
Nothing wrong with a roast.
No, we did it in the air fryer. Dad did it in the air fryer.
Ooh, how'd that turn out?
Yum. Oh, love. Actually, the air fryer that Kobe and Cozzy bought execute knife for Christmas. Because, you know.
Smart pets.
Yes. And why? Oh, it doesn't. It really is really being a pain in the butt today. So, yes, they are very talented shoppers, as I keep telling Execute. They are very, very talented. And bargain, thrifty and bargain shoppers, absolutely. So, they got us a big 10-liter air fryer for Christmas. And it's upstairs in the kitchen. And so far, I think I've used it about 5 times since Christmas. My father has seconded it. And basically loves it, and he claims it, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. So it's like, yeah, whatever. he's been enjoying making all sorts of things in it, which is good fun. It's keeping him busy, you know. You gotta keep him busy. So that's what it's been. Alrighty. So, what's Sir said? For some reason, Goldshire
Stir's Inn cracking me up.
Has a lunch dinner special with Hassan. What's that? Hassan Pfeiffer?
Pfeffer, I think. Hassan Pfeffer?
What is that? I don't know what that is. Rabbit.
I don't know either.
Bunny. Oh.
Bunny. Oh. But. Oh, Nort.
5 minutes in, first Nort. Excellent.
And scrambled eggs.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. But, you know, it's probably a delicacy in some parts.
That was pretty brilliant.
Yeah. On your stir. Good one. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I hope everyone had a real lovely Easter, whether that was, you know, indulging in chocolate eggs or whatever your thing is. So, yeah, It's good. Oh, Tiber's here as well. Periton's here. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. Alrighty. Well, I thought we'd start off just having a little chat about how, kind of like how we play a challenge, basically. So,
rule number one, don't play tired.
Yes, that is exactly right. That is rule number one. So, for you, Chris, you've been playing the challenges for a little while now. Let's just say that. The same as I've been playing challenges for just a little while. So, when it comes to deciding on a race or a class for a challenge, what are your go-tos? Or, not thinking about contests, because obviously contest is normally specific to...
Right, it's like, you know. Okay, what did we rule out, and what did we allow, and can I?
Yes, so for a normal challenge.
It's so funny, we were talking about this, we were all just talking about this the other day, and I realized a couple things, in that I need to reshape the way that I look at challenges,
mm-hmm.
because my experience so far has been all up to 120.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I keep looking at challenges and thinking, okay, well, this class is really good, and this class can do this, and this race can do this, and mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, stop, Chris, back the truck up, because it is a whole new world with the challenges now that we're in Shadowlands.
Yes.
And the way they play is different, the spells we have are different, everything I know about challenges, I feel like I need to kind of take a step back from what I did know and relearn them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were literally just talking about this the other day because, you know, in my brain, you know, P gets asked a lot, like, hey, I'm new to challenges and I want to roll a tune. What class would you say? Mm-hmm. You know, some people are like, which one's the hardest? I want to play the hardest. Or which one's the easiest? I want to play the easiest. Well, those answers are kind of different now than what we would have ranked people or classes or all that if you were going to 120 and doing it the way we did it before.
Yeah.
So I need to approach this because I have vacation starting on Friday.
Woo!
I'm very, very excited. I'm going to roll an Ironman over my vacation because I'm not ready to bring out my pacifist yet. I don't have enough brain power. That I will not be a puddle of goo if something happens to that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Pacifist has to hit 60. I'm just not ready to bring her out yet. And considering the sewer beast is still stalking my characters, no matter who I am on, pacifist is not ready to come out yet.
So funny.
No, I know. And you know what's so funny? I actually tried to take... So I was on... I have a DK named Skeleton. And I, of course, I do. And it's unholy, of course. You know, my little skellies and her name's Skeleton.
Yeah.
I took on the sewer beast, and oh my gosh, it handed me my own butt.
Yeah.
So I need to stay away from the sewer beast for right now. But I was thinking, okay, so do I want to do something really, really hard and be absolutely insane and go, you know, like a goblin mage?
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, see whether or not I can even get off the island.
Yeah.
Do I want something really easy because I don't have a lot of brain power because right now I'm working like 70 hours a week?
Yeah.
Do I want to do a night elf hunter? Mm. And, you know, but even that, I don't know how a night elf hunter plays as a challenge student right now because everything I'm doing is Shadowlands.
Yeah.
So I decided that come Friday, I'm going to break out the old Wild Challenges randomizer, and we're going to see what I get. And that is what I'm going to roll, because if I lose the tune, I lose the tune.
Yeah.
You know, I've only ever lost one iron while playing iron. The rest I've gotten to a certain level, and I've deleted because I clean swept off the characters. That if I lose it, it's not like losing pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use the WoW Challenges randomizer, and whatever I get, unless it's an allied race, that's what I'm going to roll. And we're just going to go out and have some fun and see how far I get and do it that way, because I need to relearn the challenges in Shadowlands.
Mm. Okay. I think that that's a, you know, that is a really good... Sometimes going into these things, we overthink them. I think... I know for me, you know, you're just like, okay, I normally do this. You know, what do I go? Hunter, warlock. Of course.
Right? So
it's, you know, sometimes you can just change things up just a little bit by, you know, rolling the dice. Like, just take everything out. Just stop thinking about. Hit the randomizer, which I think has gone over to Stone's website. So stonegrass.com. He's got the randomizer because he made that, but the link takes to there. So, yeah, sometimes I think going just do that whole random roll, let it, you know, let it, where the dice fall, go with it. So that's not right. A bad idea, because we do.
I need to give myself permission to have fun mm-hmm. with it. And not be, I have to hit 60, I have to hit it, I have to hit it. Yeah. Because if I'm serious about something, I have to hit it. You know, yeah. I mean, you and I did that with the first pacifist we rolled. We got to max level because there was no exception. There was no substitute. Those girls were making it to 120 no yeah. matter what we had to do.
Yes.
And if I go into it like that, I'm not going to learn anything. Mm. I'm not going to give myself permission to have fun.
Yeah.
Or to, if I, well, it's ironic because P's current challenge tune that he's on is called If We Die, We Die. But if I die, I die. You know, it's, I need to give myself permission to just go have fun.
Yeah. It's, isn't it funny how with some tunes, and I don't know, most of my other tunes, it's one of those things that you just go, you roll it, you're prepared to die, you know, if something happens, you're ready for it. Even though a lot of times we've made, you know, great strides and long journeys with a lot, and when you do kill off that tune, it does hurt, but at the same stage, you're kind of like, ah, okay, all right, let's go again.
Next.
But the yeah. pacifist, okay. The pacifist was different. It was like, yes. No, damn it. We're doing this, and we did
exactly.
we did get there. So they're still wrapped in cotton wool at the yes. moment.
Well, mine's still naked. I should probably at least let the girl to get dressed and sit yeah. in her chair. Yeah. She's still naked in Stormwind Enchanting House.
Well, you know, she's probably just having.
She's fine.
She'll
springtime.
She'll be fine.
Catch a little chill, get a blanket.
Exactly.
Hush up.
Exactly. So, no, that sounds good. And obviously, we know through questions that we get from, you know, new players in particular, what's the hardest? What's the easiest? Like, what's the best class to go? We see it very regularly. And again, you know, how people's play styles, how people play, what you're used to playing, whether that's on your own main, we all know all that factor can come into play, especially when you want to start a challenge soon. So, you know, it's nice to sometimes just be like, okay, take all of that weight of knowledge that we already have through everything
yep.
that we've done and do something random and just see how it goes. So you said you're gonna go iron?
Yes, I'm gonna yep. do an iron.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. That'll be, I'd love to hear how the journey goes with that, because obviously a lot has changed and we're all still getting used to it. I mean, what, Shadowlands has been out, you know, it's been out months now, but there is still so much that we are learning.
We need to win the lottery so we can just explore and have fun and enjoy, because yeah. I know people are really, really upset about 9.1 mm. and hell. And I'm like, no, please take your time. I haven't even gotten one of every type armor class into the covenants yet. Yeah. I've only finished two dunes. Please, please, take your time. I need more time to catch up with the story, please.
Yeah. It's really, like, there's so much. There is so much going on. So, you know, it's good. There is story, there is many tunes. I think you say most of us are altaholics. I don't think there is a challenge player that is not an altaholic. I really would be very, very surprised if that was the case, because every single person I can think of that plays challenge tunes has many, many alts. So yeah, there's lots to be done. Lots to be done. Alrighty.
That needs to be a tune name. Many alts.
Many alts. Yes. Yes. And then you could have, you know, another alt.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. There's many. Yeah, knowing you, you would get that as well. I would.
Yeah, I do think that names.
Yeah, you might be able to get that. All right. Well, that's interesting to see. So you'll need to let us know what you get when you do the random roll, and you know, tweet us a picture and just be like, yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, so, now watch, I'm gonna end up going around and around Tinkertown doing flowers or something.
I'll
tell you what though, I wish DKs started at level 1 because I would do an iron DK in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yes.
That would be so amazing.
It would be nice to kind of have that option that you could just be like, okay, I don't want to start here. Hang on, can I flick this switch?
Yes.
And
go
and start here. Same with like Demon Hunters. You know, if you had that option, just be like, no. You know what? No, I want to start from one and see how it goes. It'd be intriguing. Obviously, there'd be a heap of code in there.
We have a few issues with code.
Yeah, you know, don't want to put more onto Blizzard. We already have enough fun with the API that's coming out as is. So yeah, all right, well, let us know how it goes, and I'm guessing that I will get to talk to you about this in the future, so I'm excited to see how this plays out. So
yeah. Daily, and you'll be the first to know when I die.
I'll be like, yeah. No, that is super exciting. Super exciting. All right, so how has your week been? Other than 70-hour weeks, crazy inventory, stock, sleep, right. No sleep.
I am
coffee.
Dreaming about them dropping off pallets in my parking lot. I can't even begin to tell. I did not get to do a ton in WoW. But my munchkin and I have a standing date every day that I have off, and we do like our three covenants. Mm-hmm. Our callings and such.
Yep.
So I did get to have yesterday off.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went and we did our covenant callings and whatnot, and I kind of lost my mind, and I told him over my vacation we could go try to do mythic raiding or mythic dungeons.
Right?
I quit tanking for other people after Wrath. I had had it with people in general. I did not want to be screamed at anymore in my fun time.
Yeah.
But two of my very dear friends are like mega geared, and Dee's actually very well geared, so they're gonna teach me how to tank mythic dungeons.
Nice.
And I'm gonna suck it up and go do current content over my vacation, which I haven't done since Wrath.
Wow.
That's exciting. Bunch you when D like yells at the group and says, leave the tank alone, that bear is my mother.
Well, that's true, he can definitely say that, so
right,
you know,
don't pick on my mom.
Yeah So no, that sounds exciting, and you know, sometimes it's good to just go and branch out from the normal, the same as what you're doing with your Iron Man that you're going to change by doing the, you know, so you're doing a couple of new things. So,
right? Yay. I've gotten too comfortable. I'm not getting any younger. Let's just go have some fun.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. And why do we play this game? Everybody.
Have fun.
Why do we play? It's because it's fun. It's fun. Absolutely. We like fun things. That's good. Alrighty. Well, that's good. Anything else happen in the last couple weeks?
Nope. Finally, my paladin is almost to 60. Oh my gosh, this is the longest leveling experience on the planet, but she'll be my third 60, so she'll go into Bastion. Well, I call it Other Bastion, because to me, you have Ouroboros in the middle, right?
Yes.
To me, the first zone should be to the left, which is actually Revendreth.
Yes.
So, since this game came out, every time Dee tells me to fly to Bastion, I would click on Revendreth, because it made sense. It was to the left. It should be to the left, and then to the top, and then to the right, and then to the bottom. So we called them Bastion and Other Bastion. Other Bastion being Bastion, yep. And Bastion is actually Revendreth, because yep. I think that's where I started leveling the game. I know. Chrisisms. So she gets to go Bastion, so I will have one. My main is Night Fae.
Yep.
And then my Warlock is in Revendreth. And mm-hmm. then, so this one will be Bastion.
Nice.
And then I'll do my DK so I can go Maldraxxus.
Okay. Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, so.
It's so funny that you say, you know, Other Bastion, because as a person who deals with customers, and I do this, if not every day, every couple of days, you always say, you know, a customer will say, where's something? And you'll go, it's over on the wall, you know, it's, you know, to your left, like that. So they'll walk over, and you go, no, to your left. So they go, right.
Their left.
And then I go, no, your other left. And you can see them stop for a minute and just be like, huh? And they're like, ah.
So left, other left, Bastion, yes. Other Bastion.
Exactly. So that makes so much sense. I love it. Oh, Other Bastion. That's what we might have to call it. Oh, alrighty. Well, look, I hope you have fun with all that. I'm sure you will tell me all about it. And but I'm excited to see how the Iron Man goes. And I'm more excited to see what you roll. Actually,
right? So. Well, randomizer, be my friend.
Yeah, you might
watch
have to
end up with a rogue. I can't play a rogue to save my life. Stir, I do not know how you do it, dear man, because I even boosted one. I have had I struggle with that class so much. I'm gonna end up with like a torn rogue. Torns can't be rogues, but that would be funny if I got a torn rogue.
That would be hilarious.
Can't be one, but here you go. Go be a mad cowboy.
Yes, exactly. Says rogue in Shadowlands is easy peasy. Okay. Yes. Oh, nice. All right. Well, I've done barely anything this week. However, I did get some stuff done last week because, you know, Easter. And I did get to sit down and do a little bit of playtime, which was good. So I actually got some challenge stuff done, which is like, what? So, yeah, I took out my baby Passy. You know, Passy Leader D. So she's my little gnome rogue. Yeah, gnome rogue. So she went from 32 to 37. Picking flowers, going over to, so running around Dunmoro, and then I thought, yeah, you know what, how about we go to Pandaria? Let's go round and round Heartland. So we did. that was good fun. That was a lot of memories right there. That was good. It was good. So she's 37, which is good. And I took out a couple of bloodthirsties too. Like, this is how much time I got some stuff done. So my hunter, my human warrior. So my big girl, I actually took her out. And she, which is really strange to say when you go, your big girl, and she was 28.
Oh my god.
Still kind of like, yeah. So she was 28, we hit 30. So we went grinding for a couple places, and I just was not really happy about it. So I ended up taking her back to Death Rise right near Argent Tournament and just culling through those cultists round and 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 round. So we hit 30, which was really exciting. Really, I still don't know why, but she had flying at 28, and I still don't, because I thought you got flying at 30.
She could fly. I think it's 30 now, isn't it? But if you had it before,
you kept it.
It transferred over with you with the squish.
Well, I think it's good because it's fantastic to have flying and just be like up, down, there up, down, it. Jump over everything. Yes. Okay. But yeah, I was like flying around here. I did some discovery. I looked at, you know, I went over to, oh God, mental blank. What's our zone in Wrath? All the pretty things. All our flowers.
How's our basin?
Thank you. I went over there and started culling through the rhinos, culling through, you know, the tiger saber thingies, culling through the crocolis. Like, it just, you know, it was one of those charge, bam, bam, bam. It was good fun, but I ended up going back up to Death's Rise because humanoids, greens, like money, more money. So yeah, that was good times over there. And then I took my next one under that blood leader is the, I can't remember. I think that's the gnome warlock. Anyway, it's a warlock. Of course it's a warlock.
Shocking.
Yeah, so she was 18. So I got her a couple levels to 20. I actually took her over to Western Plaguelands because I was like, where am I going to go? I didn't want to go round and round Lock, which, you know me. You know I love going round and round there. But I thought, no. She's 18. We go up. So I went over to I went from Lock up to Western Plaguelands and round and round, and that was good fun. That was a lot of memories right there. It was fantastic. So I'm happy. I got some stuff done. Thank you, Lodge Viking. Hi. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for popping in. We're just talking about our week. So I've been busy playing some pacifists and some bloodthirsties this week. Not this week, actually, last week. So this week's been a bit of a... it's been a big, busy week. So I don't think I've barely played at all, which is really strange. But on the plus side, in 2 months' time, I won't have to worry about this. So yeah, we will get some playtime. Give me a couple of months. So that's what.
Better
that's
get
what
married first.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Mind you, I have been doing some WoW stuff for the wedding. So so you know, it's not like I haven't been doing stuff. So yeah. It's just not been in-game, which is what it is. Anyway, that's been my week. So yes, it's all my last couple weeks because, you know, we did have Easter off, which was very nice to have a Easter bunny did turn up, which was surprising. Good on you, Mum. Yeah, bless her heart. She had little packs for us. So that was very, very
that's
sweet.
That's adorable.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I actually picked up some Easter chocolate Easter bunny. A chocolate Easter bunny from a couple of days ago, and it was like marked down. And I thought, you know what, I'll get one. I'll get one for Mum, I'll get one for Dad. And, you know, I bought it in Mum's. I'm like, here you go, Mum. And she's like, oh, the Easter Bunny's running a bit late, was he? And I'm like, just a tad. He forgot where we were. And, you know, apparently he left this for you. So she's like, oh, that's really nice.
I love your Mum.
So yeah, she's very funny. And then my dad is it's hilarious. He's not a huge chocolate eater. So whenever we give him chocolate, there is always a time limit on it. So if he doesn't eat the chocolate within a certain time, that means the rest of the family has dibs on his chocolate. Because otherwise, he will have it sitting there for months. The months turn into years. Because he'll eat, you know, he'll be like, oh yes, I had some chocolate today. And it'll be like this tiny little piece of chocolate. And it's like, no you didn't. Like, that's nothing. So yeah, so we put time limits on him. Which is hilarious. And thank you, Jack, from England, for the follow. So as soon as, because I left it in his spot where he sits at the table, and I'm like, Dad, Easter Bunny apparently found you. Look. He's like, oh, excellent. And I go, Easter Bunny said you've got a time limit. If that's not eaten within a week, then dibs on the family. And Dad's like,
that should be a universal rule. Yes. You get a week or I'm eating it.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, anytime he gets given chocolates, gotta put a time frame on him. Otherwise, you know, it will be like 2 years down the track and he'll still pull out, look, I'm still eating the chocolate that I got from like 2 years ago.
Right, like, all the cocoa butter is like separated out and it's got white on.
All I can say is I do not take after my father when it comes to chocolate. I take after my mother. So, you know, it's, yeah. Anyway. Alrighty. So, okay, let's go on to news. Where's my little bumper? It should be over here. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer. Alright. Thank you, Rogue Slayer, for that. Okay, so exciting news. We have got our 10th Shadowlands Iron Champion. And guess what? Guess who it is? Everybody guess. Guess who it was?
Shocking.
Shocking. No, congratulations, Sir. Sir reached max level with his Iron Hunter called Hunter Sir. Love that. I always love his names. That's no. Fantastic. Hunter Sir, so is our 10th Shadowlands Iron Champion. And Sir's fifth Iron Champion this expansion. Five. Stir, what are you?
You are a beast.
You are a beast, absolutely. What's he working on at the moment? Thought I saw him playing something else. Let me do a little cheer. Where's my little cheer? Here we go. Let's do this one. Good on you, Stir. Fantastic. Congratulations. I mean, that's massive. Five irons. Iron Champions. Wow. You are a machine. You are a machine. So congratulations on that, which is great. He says, if I can do it, peeps, you can too. Absolutely. Priest and Mage. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. All right. Be interesting to see how the Mage is going, Star. Okay. Hi, Azzy. Azzy's here too. Hi.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Now, Noble Garden has been running for the past week and a bit. I think it is. It wraps up Monday morning. So if you've got some, you know, challenge tunes that you're able to go and get a little bit of, you know, bonus free XP, then now's the time to do it. Because it will be ending. Nisi has got the write-up on the website as well for those if you're a bit unsure what challenge tune can do, you know, where, go and have a look on wowchallenges.com. There is a write-up for Noble Garden on there. So again, thank you, Nisi, for sorting that out. Appreciate that. Heart you very much. Now, there also seems to be a bug that's popped up recently regarding the API data. Yay! So it's being really, really slow to update. Not just slow, really, really slow. So we've seen reports from some of our fellow challengers, characters that were made over 2 weeks ago are still not showing up in the WoW Armory. Characters coming up not found when they've been trying to add them to the challenge trackers, that kind of thing. So we just want to let you know, guys, know that this is Blizzard API. Okay, this is a Blizzard API issue, so whatever background coding stuff that they're doing, it is throwing a mess and therefore causing issues when you guys try and add your irons into, you know, onto the website. So just please know, it's out of our hands. We have to wait until the data updates correctly. Bug report has been made on the Blizzard forums. If you do encounter this bug, it's a good idea to add your tune. We have got a link for that to the Blizzard forums one. We'll put that into the show notes. So if you're after that, please let us know. If you're having that issue and you're in Discord, message one of the mods. We can make sure that we can personally give you the link to where the thread is so you can add, just to let them know. Because for us, it is a huge issue. We can't control Blizzard API side, and therefore it affects our side when, you know, tunes are trying to be added. So if you do have that issue, please report it. It lets them know that it's not just, you know, one or two. There is multiple. So as he says, my current iron is showing it being in plate with a two-hander. Okay. I'm going to take it you're not playing a plate. Did you reuse the name, Azzy? Or plate with a two-hander? Or maybe you're playing a paladin. What's a paladin or a
maybe warrior? It's a mage.
Maybe it's a mage. Yes. It's a hunter.
Even
hunter.
Better.
Okay. Yay. Hunters. Hunters have everything, Azzy. You should know that. Right. Remember the old days? You know, it's a, whatever it was. It's a hunter thing.
Hunter weapon.
Yep, it's hunter. Aki is for a hunter.
Thunder Fury, it's a hunter weapon. Or a warlock.
Absolutely. Alrighty. Now, the other thing that I did want to mention this week, coming up this week, there is a 15% off at the Spreadshirt, where we have our merchandise, so you can get things like this really cool mugs, or mugs like this. Not with the lipstick on, of course, but, you know, just normal. You can get
different color of your choice.
Yeah. And you can get ones that denote to your specific challenge. So if you want, like, an Iron Man, you can get T-shirts, you can get bags, you can get face masks. There's all sorts of things there. So there is, from the 14th of April to the 18th of April, 15% off everything in the store. Okay, so if you want to check it out, go for it. And cheers. Is that an option, Azzy? To what? Which part? Hunter having everything, or to having a mug?
Lipstick and your choice of color.
Yes, lipstick. Yes. I don't know. I'll see what he says. All right. Short show's a good show, Chris. Isn't that what they say? Oh, lipstick on the mugs. Look, I tell you what, Azzy, if that's what you want, send it to me. I can put a little bit of lipstick on for you. I can get some. I've got some, what do you call it? Varnish. Like, adhesive varnish stuff that will set it. Like, it sets for paints and things like that. I can spray it over on there and you can have your own.
So, a mug with an imprint of Lita's lips. Collector's edition.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. But anyway, yeah, there we go. You can, if you want, that's fine. I'll just, you know, we'll go from there. Otherwise, I can tell you a good shade. It's called the Star Wars. Actually, I can tell you exactly what it is. I can't read it. This is Cover Girl. It is Star Wars. I don't know if you guys can see that. It's Star Wars, eh? And it's color 30. I don't know if you can make that out. And this is one of my favorite reds. It's really nice. It's like a bit deep. So yeah, there we go. So if you want that color, you know, on, look for that one, Azzy. Just saying, you know, it's a good color. It's a good color red. All right. Okay, I think we've covered all the news, so let's go into chit chat. Let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
The goblin. The Zorts. We love the Zorts. Alrighty. Okay, so as we always like to start our chit chat section. Segments with, we will start with our favorite, our cutest little bumper ever. So here we go. Let's play Azzy's bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Love it. Those crickets every single time. Alrighty. Again. Hit us with it. What did he send?
My parents did not let me listen to classical or jazz music as a kid. Too much sax and violins, apparently. I nodded at the. I thought it was great.
Oh,
that's see, there's really laughing cute. Too.
That's really cute. I like that. Too much I like
sax
that.
And violins.
I used to play the saxophone as a kid. I was gonna say, it's, you know, a saxophone, I love a sax. Like, it just is one of my favorite musical instruments. So as a kid I got to play and learn how to play it, and that was a lot of fun. Obviously the family may not have enjoyed it as much as I was learning how to play, but yeah, that's really cute. Thank you, Azzy. Appreciate that. All right, now we do have one from Dave. So Dave sent, I showed up for work late one day and the boss yells at me, you should have been here at 8:30. I asked, why? What happened? I wasn't expecting it to go that way. That's very cute, Dave. Thank you. Oh my goodness. They're both awesome today. Thanks, guys. Do appreciate them. Okay, now we did get a question. So I'll get you to read this one for us, please.
We did. Solus asked, it says that Draenor garrisons and Shadowlands covenants are allowed for a pacifist character, but unlocking both requires you to kill. After skipping the WoD intro, you still have to kill some mobs to clean out the place you build the garrison. And for Shadowlands, you have to go through the Maw. So how are they allowed? Is there some way to get there with no kills? Or are those rules just added in case they become available at some point? So Zaya took this for us and said, so far there is no way for pacifists to open their garrison or to go to Shadowlands. Mm-hmm. If that ever changes on Blizzard's side, then they'll be available and the pacifist rules will be updated to reflect this soon.
Yes, so I think because I've been a bit MIA, I have missed a couple of things, so I will sort that out so the rules better reflect that later today. In between all the other things that I'm doing, but I will get the website sorted so that is a bit clearer. for pacifists, there is no way that we can allow for a kill to go through. Okay, so a pacifist is all about a clean run. It's completely different to bloodthirsty, how we've allowed for like bloodthirsty to go through and allowed them to have an amount of quests that they can get through to the other side. But for a pacifist, it's all about zero kills. So allowing to do things like where you have to go kill things, well, it's not going to work. So therefore your garrisons, unless you can get it done without killing anything, like yay, but at the moment there's no way that you can do it. So for that and getting to Shadowlands, you just can't. As Fair has done, as we know, we've seen it done with the pacifist, there's a lot of digging involved. So archaeology still comes into play at the high levels. And I must admit, it was one of the things when I was on my little passy last week. It was kind of like there was part of me that was a little tempted to go digging. It was kind of like, oh, well, maybe instead of going, you know, chasing herbs and going round and round the lake, I'll start digging. And then I thought about it and thought, yeah, there's going to be a lot of digging, particularly from 50 to 60, yeah. So maybe we won't start the digging just yet. As Fair says, much digging, exactly.
Oh, we should. So, I wonder if you could do a digging-only pacifist, or if you would get killed in the digging zones before you could do it. Because what, archaeology is 20? Oh no, what is it now? It's not going to be 20 anymore.
Archaeology you can get at, it would be tricky, Fair says. Tricky.
Oh, so Chris says, ooh.
But doable. Perhaps no immediate with professions. You can get it. Okay. Right. Well, you know, there may be.
What if I can get the name archaeology?
You know, it's like anything. Look, if you want to go and test this stuff, Chris, report back. Let us know. As soon as you can train professions at all. Level 5, maybe? Yeah. It'd be an interesting one. So, we'll have to see how that goes. Yeah. But, you know, that's the whole thing about a pacifist, is having zero kills on the stats. So, if you've got to go kill something to open something up, you know, at this stage, there is no way that we are allowing that for a challenge of in this particular. So yeah, unless Blizzard changes things for us and allows, you know, I guess the main thing we want for Shadowlands is that you could skip them all. Let's just skip all that crap and just get to Ouroboros. And that would be awesome, and away we go, you know? That would be really cool for a pacifist, just to be able to run around, especially Bastion, you know, that wide open fields. There's so much goodness, there's so many things you can pick the weebs. That would be very, very cool. But until then, yeah. You're at the mercy of RNG with regard to what dig sites you get. Yes. And as we know,
true that.
There is a couple that are very, very nasty that you don't want to touch whatsoever on a pacifist, because things pop up. I must admit, when I was going around Pandaland and I popped, I can't remember where I was. Maybe it was Jade Forest. I was just doing a little bit. I needed to get a couple of flight paths because I didn't have them all. So I was flying around doing a little bit of discovery. And there was, you know, there was some ore. So I popped down to get the ore. And it's been a really long time since I've mined something in Pandaland. And sure enough, all of a sudden, she's red. Something's hitting her. And you know when you're just kind of looking at the screen and you're like, what's going? And then it registers, you know, one of those little shah things had popped up. And yeah. I'm like, vanish! You know, it was just like, vanish! Just, you know, vanish! Still the way! Just go! I knew it would happen, but I was not prepared for it. So I was not prepared, but it just was one of those, you know, little things that kind of like, do-do-do, along I'm going, happy, 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 and then, ah! So, yeah, so that was quite funny afterwards. Once my heart had actually returned back to normal, and I, you know, stopped giving myself heart attack, it was kind of like, okay, cool. Okay, let's be very, very careful doing that again. So yeah. So these things we need to be very, very aware of at times.
See, just another reason why I haven't brought out pacifist, because my brain is not in a place to react to these things yet.
Yes.
Like, so just doing our, Zep and I go do weekly mount runs to try and get mounts, and we're flying from Onyxia over on Goro.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it dismounted. I mean, we're both level 60. It dismounted us. And we're like, oh, look, we're falling to our death. You know, and it just kind of sat there and watched it. And neither one of us was on our druid. So it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, if I was on a challenge tune, I'd have to think, okay, goblin glider. Okay, what am I going to do? Where am I going to land? Yeah, no, we just kind of watch ourselves die. And, you know, but I'm like, since when does it dismount you flying over the edge of Ungoro? And what's the one on the... where the sand is. Oh my gosh. Silithus. Gathered sand. Whatever. Silithus. Yeah, it just completely dismounted us. Mm. And my brain is not in a place
the other one
to be like, oh, look, there's a monster coming out of the rock. Maybe I should vanish.
Tenaris.
Yes. Yes. There's a. It just completely woofed us off the mount.
You know, when you go right, you should have gone other right.
Other right, yes. I should have gone other druid and actually had some wings.
Well, I was thinking of you flying, and as I'm thinking of flying, for some reason, I'm thinking of you flying south.
Oh,
so
other
I'm
way.
Going right, which is Silithus.
We were coming from Throne of the Four Winds going up to Kill Onyxia.
Yes.
And poof, it was like flying over the cheese shop in Stormwind where it automatically dismounts you.
Yeah, that one's not a
it
nice
it did that
one
to us there.
Hmm.
So, yep. So, I'm not in the brain place to actually save my self.
No.
So, good job on vanishing.
Excellent. Yeah. It's one of those things. Now, I have goblin gliders on every single tune, including my regular tunes. They're all hotspotted in the same place. And I do the same for the rogues, in particular for that oh shit button is hotkeyed to a particular one. But in that moment, because I wasn't quite ready for that, you know, that little mini shard to pop up, it was like, ah! Oh, where's my button? And then it was like, oh yeah. Then memory kicked in. It was like, yes, it's right here. So I was able to.
Well,
manage.
At least you didn't hit the goblin glider.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't have gotten far. I've done that where I've actually fallen off something and looking for my glow, because I didn't have it hotkeyed to the right thing. And I'm looking and I'm like, hit it. And I must have just hit the goblin glider right, probably about a meter off the ground. So all I did was just go chunk. I didn't die, but it was like one of those
there you
where
go.
It's like,
mission successful.
It's like, oh, okay, all right. Well, I didn't die, so yay. Alrighty. Okay, well, I think we've covered everything for this week. I think I've got everything sorted for there. So I think we will wrap up and we have... Yeah, I think we're done. Alright, do you want to take the thank yous to the Iron Elites for me, please?
I think we have some big thank yous to Oleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sal, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gazdan, Grand Nagus, Iron Brittle, Me, Lur, oh, I'm gonna say it wrong again, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Murs, Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Thank you guys. We do greatly appreciate your support. So thank you very much. Not only these wonderful people, our Iron Elite, but Stone, Stir, and myself love to thank the bunch of incredible mods that we have who keep things going when we are busy, you know. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, guys, thank you. I know I've been MIA very much, in particular this week. It's just, it's been a very, very big IRL week. I've got more of those coming up, and I've just not had chance to not only play the game, but to take in much of what's happening. So I appreciate you guys looking after the things and the stuffs for me. So we always like to say thank you. So appreciate all that you guys do. Of course, our code wardens, we appreciate them. Elky, Fim, Naptime, and Bell. And to everyone here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out with Chris and I today. It's lovely to see you all, as per se. Thank you for hanging out. Alrighty, I will be back next week, which will be April 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find all of the things at wowchallenges.com. There we have our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can download us over at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, excuse me, if you want to contact the show, you can certainly send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com, or, you know, hit up the mods, hit up me on Discord or Twitter, whichever way you want to go. If you've got something that you're not sure of, please let us know. Chris, where can we find you?
We can find me on Twitter. I said it right this time. Twitter, it's Chris W. Otherwise, Wild Challenges, Discord, or Puritans.
Yes, absolutely. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And yeah, and one of these days, I'm sure Stone and I will get back to episode 100 of Adventures in Azeroth. Probably not in the next couple months. Because, you know, we got something else that we're doing. So maybe later. We'll see. Life is just so good and crazy busy. It's so awesome. Okay. Our last thank yous. Please, can you do them for me?
Absolutely. We would like to say the biggest thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro. Still makes me nort every time we hit the flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a huge, huge thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you to both of them. Awesome friends of the show. We do appreciate them helping us out with that. And they're great intros and outros. So fantastic. We're going to hear the outro very, very shortly. So that's exciting. All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for joining me today. I do appreciate it. I hope your week is a little gentler. Please be a little
All I
got to
do is get past tomorrow and we are golden.
I know. And then you get to rest, sleep, play.
Yes.
All of those things. So I hope tomorrow goes really, really well for you. But let us know how you go with the iron. RNG.
I will.
I want to know how the RNG goes. So it's always fun to see. Yes, yes. All right. To everyone, thank you guys for hanging out. Appreciate it. Please, everyone, stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.